The deal is off. The city of Miami has told David Beckham's representatives that the boat slip by American Airlines Arena cannot be used for a soccer stadium. Beckham's group had made an offer to pay the city about $2 million a year. But Miami City Mayor Tomas Regalado and City Manager Daniel Alfonso told Beckham's real estate advisor yesterday that the site is off the table. Miami Herald reporter Patricia Mazzei says Regalado was initially open to the idea but later changed his mind.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez had suggested filling the slip for a soccer stadium, and the city mayor, Tomas Regalado, had said he was on board to engage in the talks, but he said there's just been too much pushback from residents and planners and architects about Museum Park, which opens on Saturday.
This is the second Miami site that Beckham has lost. The first site was at Port Miami. Beckham's group has not said yet that they are giving up on a professional soccer team in Miami. Well, Broward County voters will have a decision to make about school funding in November. The Broward County School Board approved a resolution to put a bond vote on the ballot. As State Impact Florida's Sammy Mack reports, Broward schools are asking for $800 million.
Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie says that the bond money would be for capital improvements, mostly school renovations and technology upgrades. He says there hasn't been a budget for those sorts of things because Broward is still suffering from a change in property taxes in 2008.
That change eliminated about $1.8 billion worth of capital funding capacity over the last 6 years.
And that's not the only obstacle. Prior to Runcie's tenure, a state grand jury report skewered Broward for mismanagement and misspending, and a couple of board members were charged with bribery and corruption. But Runcie says it's a different school board now.
We cannot hold our students hostage to the behaviors of a few people that occurred in the past.
The superintendent has promised there will be a citizen oversight committee and a process for multiple bids. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
A former president of Florida State University who guided the school through one of its most turbulent periods has died. J. Stanley Marshall started out as a professor in the science education department. He led the university from 1969 to 1976. Those were tumultuous years filled with student activism, anti-war protests, and growing racial tensions. As a conservative, Marshall often clashed with more progressive groups but supported their right to speak out. In 1987, Marshall founded the James Madison Institute, which is a conservative Florida-based think tank based out of Tallahassee. J. Stanley Marshall was 91 years old. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.